I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My thighs still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's happening, guys? What's up? Welcome. Look, this is the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast. This is your host, D.I.G., the D to the 3ND. And this is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, DayOneVibes.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. Brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace and Future American Leaders of Texas Nonprofit Youth Program, Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation, Sweet Arts by Jenna, and Mia Made It. All of these are Falfurrias-based brands. All of these are Falfurrias-based platforms. So shout out to them. Shout out to all of our sponsors, everybody that we have been able to partner with. Guys, if y'all didn't notice, our two new sponsors for the podcast, for the show, for the platform are Sweet Arts by Jenna and Mia Made It. Mia Made It, I just want to tell you guys a little bit about it, is a new Facebook group page that I opened and established with my kid sister of 12 years old. She will be 12. At the time of this podcast recording, she will be 12 in 2 days. We established it for my baby sister. She loves to make edits. She loves to, she's a constant video editor. So I told her, you know, how about we, you know, make you something, build you something. If we can build you something by the time you're, you know, a senior in high school or graduating high school, hopefully we can have something made and built out for you. So Mia Made It. Everybody go follow that page on Facebook, Facebook group page. That is MIAMADEIT. That is Mia Made It, the Facebook group page. You guys go follow it, show some love. That is a new sponsor of the show. And Sweet Arts by Jenna is we have a catering company, an event planning company, a decorating company in Catering with Grace, America's favorite catering company. And here we have a unique blend of artistic dessert treats and art. So you could order artwork from her, or you could order sugar cookies of all different designs that she, you know, she can literally. You need a minion, she'll make you a minion. You need a baseball, you need a cowboy star, you need a anything you need. If you need like a figure, like, you know, you want a head of Donald Trump and you want a head of Joe Biden, anything. You know what I'm saying? Get with Sweet Arts by Jenna and she will let you know. These are all Falfurrias, Texas-based platforms, based brands, and based products. Guys, so show love to all of these sponsors. Show love to everybody that shows love to our podcast, to our platform. And hey, you know, show love and you get love back in return. Guys, if you want to, you can go ahead and join the 3ND Signs and Sports Fantasy Football League Discord server. This is episode 5 of the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. And we are going to talk about the Week 5 recap, Week 5 matchups. Guys, follow us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble, like I said. Ask us about our merchandise, and donations can be made to the podcast's official Cash App at RealDeal0423. That is $RealDeal0423. RealDeal0423. Ask us about, like I said, our merchandise. Make a donation to the podcast if you would like. Follow us, Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Rumble, Truth Social. We also opened up a Truth Social account, the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. You can also follow us there. This is the People's Platform, America's Sports Entertainment Podcast, America's favorite podcast. For any questions, if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsinsportspodcast@gmail.com. That is SAENZ in sports. podcast@gmail.com, or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted or the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Facebook group page. You can also ask us questions on Patreon at 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, on Getter at Signs and Sports Podcast, on True Social at Designed I Gifted and the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, on Parler at Signs and Sports Podcast, and on Twitter at True_DIG. And I believe on Twitter we also have the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast page as well. If we don't, let me know and we will open that up, obviously. But we hardly use Twitter. Maybe now that Elon bought it, we'll get back into it and we'll, you know, check it out. But you guys let me know and we'll just go from there. Follow us on Rumble at the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast. And let's get into, oh, hold up. Follow, like, share the True page on Rumble as well. There's at True Entertainment, there's a lot of music, a lot of different genres of music and blends and artists and styles. Guys, you know, show love. Show love, and we show love back to you guys, and that's just how we roll, right? Let's get into the Week 5 recap, the Week 5 matchup, where, guys, it's getting interesting, right? It's getting interesting. I've got a couple wins. This is, we're going to talk about the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I got ahead of myself. The 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. I only have one win. So I'm trying to stay afloat. I'm trying to stay, you know, in there. But, guys, it's tough. It's rough. We're out here. League 2 is one that we'll talk about later. And I'm doing a little better. But, hey, we're starting to refocus. We're starting to get back into it. And hopefully we can make a run, turn it around, right? What we're going to do, guys, is like we always do. We're going to talk about the standings and the matchup recap, and we're going to do that for each segment. And in this segment, we will actually go to the third segment and talk about, we'll talk about the league, and we will cover some things that have happened over the last two weeks. There's a collusion case between brothers in the league. There was a trade that, you know, probably shouldn't have gone through, but it went through. And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff happening in the league. So if you want to hear about it, stick around to the end of the podcast and you can hear about that. That is DIG's personal fantasy football league. You guys go just wait for it. It's fun. It's something to listen to. And I appreciate you guys for being here in the first place. You know what I mean? So shout out to everybody. Let's talk about the Eastern standings for the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. We have El Padrino 4-1 sitting alone at number 1 in the East. That is Terrence Pryor. Shout out to Terrence Pryor, number 1 in your division for another week. At number 2, we have 3 teams tied, and we have Team McDoubles, we have Star Gang, and we have Master Barber number 44. That is Bert Arevalo, that is Mary Williams, and that is Matt Ramos, all tied at 3-2, all tied for second place in the Eastern Division. And then we have 2 teams tied at 5th, at 1-4, and that is the financial smart guy James Fritz, and that is the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, DIG. So we still got time. Financial smart guy, we'll figure it out. James, we'll get up there. We'll get it going. Terrence Pryor, Bert Arevalo, Mary Williams, Matt Ramos, you guys keep doing y'all's thing. Y'all keep, you know, keep pushing forward. I've seen a lot of y'all's matchups, obviously. We talk about it here every day, and you guys are doing well. So the Western Division, we still have the undefeated Coastal Card Game Shop sitting alone at number 1 in the Western Division, 5-0, the only undefeated team, if I'm not mistaken, in all 3 of my leagues this year. So, you know, David, you're putting in the work. I have to give you the props. I got 2 people telling me, don't be, you know what I'm saying? 2 of my friends from our league, where Coastal Card Game Shop is as well. Don't be. They said, don't be complimenting David. Don't be putting him on. Don't be putting him over. It's like, I have to. He's 5-0. What do you want me to do, right? He's 5-0. Only undefeated team in the entire, you know what I mean, 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League atmosphere. So, David, you get your shots for one more week and a few more weeks if you keep it up. We have, like I said, Coastal Card Game Shop 5-0. We have Coaching from the Couch Michael McMahon at 4-1, sitting comfortably at number 2 in the Western Division. We have two teams tied for third. We have the money team, Mondo Ramos, and we have Wreck-It Ralph, Rafael Sainz. That is Ralph Sainz. Both of them tied at 2-3, three games behind Coastal Card Game Shop. And then we have two teams tied at number 5, in fifth place at 1-4, holding it down here with the 3D Signs of Sports Podcast and the Financial Smart Guy. Guys, we don't condone mediocrity here on this on this platform, but you know, we're looking forward, we're looking up, we're not looking down. We're going to keep moving and we're going to get it, right? Right, Financial Smart Guy, Alex Zamora and Hector Lopez, Team 45, Mufasa Lopez, both tied at 5th, 1-4. Guys, it's a long season, a lot of games left to go, and we're going to figure it out. That is the standings for the Eastern and the Western Division. Guys, shout out to everybody who is still playing. Shout out to the ones that we've lost to this point. You know, Mondo, I don't know if you ever figured out how to log back into your account, big dog, but if you did, salute. If you didn't, hey, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully your set and forget is set and forget, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, guys, we're gonna move into the matchups for week 5, and we're gonna talk about the 6 matchups that happened in the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. And we're gonna start with the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast and the Financial Smart Guy, where the Financial Smart Guy got his first win over the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast to give him a win on the season and prevent him from going 0-5 and preventing me from going 2-3, which I appreciate, bro. But I needed it. It's not like I needed it or anything. It's not like I was trying to build some momentum and stack it and get to, you know, and compete up there with Terrence Pryor. But it's all good. It's all good. You're welcome. That's the last one you're gonna get. But 129, the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast, the Financial Smart Guy 167. The Financial Smart Guy had Aaron Rodgers with 17 points. Christian McCaffrey with 23.4. Damian Pierce with 20.3. Christian McCaffrey had 54 yards and a touchdown rushing. And he had 7 catches of 12 targets for 50 yards. And that's where he got a bulk of his value. Christian McCaffrey, shout out, still doing it. Damian Pierce had a rushing touchdown, 99 rush yards, 14 reception yards with 3 catches. So Damian Pierce had himself a game, 20.3 points. Gabriel Davis had 32 points, 3 catches, 171 yards, 2 touchdowns. Drake London, 7.5, 4 catches, 35 yards. Robert Tonyan, 6.3 points. Leonard Fournette, 35.9 with a huge game for the Financial Smart Guy. That just goes to show the potential of this lineup for James Fritz. 56 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he had a touchdown reception, 83 yards receiving, and 10 catches? Whoa. What a game. What a game for Lenny. He had Washington's defense with 7 points, and he had Nick Folk with 18. The 3D, that was the Financial Smart Guy with 167. This is the 3D Signs and Sports Podcast with 129. I had Jared Goff, 5.8 points. Derrick Henry, 27.2 with 100 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 30 reception yards and 2 catches. That was Derrick Henry with 27 points. Alvin Kamara with 23.4. Alvin Kamara had 100 rushing yards, 91 receiving yards, and he had 6 catches and a fumble. That was Alvin Kamara with 23.4. Devonta Smith gave me 10 catches, 87 yards, 18.7 points. Michael Gallup gave me 8.4. I'm still waiting for Michael Gallup to play with Dak Prescott, because when Dak Prescott comes back, I think that Michael Gallup's going to be a lot better fantasy-wise, because Dak Prescott targets Michael Gallup heavily. He targets everybody heavily, but him and Michael Gallup have had a connection since he came in. And granted, you know, everybody's going to get the ball. Like I said, Dak Prescott, he spreads the ball. But I think Michael Gallup is going to get a bulk of those targets as well. So Michael Gallup will go from getting 5 targets a game, 3 to 5. He had 3 and 5 his first 2 weeks back. I think that's going to jump up to about 7. You know what I mean? So make with that what you will, but that's what I think. TJ Hockenson gave me 1.6 points against New England's defense, where I guess, I don't know what happened there, but Breece Hall gave me 27.7. He gave us 97 rushing yards, 1 touchdown, 100 reception yards on 2 receptions. So that, I guess that 100 reception yard had to have been kind of anomaly in a way, because who's going to do that every week, right? 2 catches for 100 yards, probably not going to happen. New England's defense held it down, tried to do their best, gave me 17 points. And my kicker, Dustin Hopkins, gave me 0 points. So thanks for that, Dustin, for what that's worth. El Padrino, Terrence Pryor, the number one team in the league, went up against Star Gang, the Pick Six Sports podcast. That is Star Gang Mary Williams. 132 points for El Padrino, Terrence Pryor, to 112 points for Star Gang Pick Six Sports Mary Williams. Tom Brady, 19.7 for Terrence Pryor, 351 yards and a touchdown. Dalvin Cook with 26.1. He gave Terrence Pryor 94 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 27 reception yards, and 2 catches. Nick Chubb, 25.4, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns. Stephon Diggs, 24.2, 8 catches, 102 yards, and a touchdown. Deontay Johnson, 5 for 60, 11 points. George Kittle, 5 catches, 47 yards for 7.7. Jeff Wilson Jr., 20.2 with 120 yards and a touchdown. The Chargers defense with -2, and Young Wei Koo with 0 points. And then the Pick 6 Sports podcast, Joe Burrow, 17.28. Aaron Jones with 10. Melvin Gordon with 13. Chris Godwin with 12.3. Chris Olave with 15.4. Mark Andrews with 22.9, continuing his streak of impressive games, doing what he's supposed to do. Trailing right behind Travis Kelce as the number 2 tight end in his position. He's had 10 points, 25 points, 28 points, 3.5 points, and 22.9 points. Mark Andrews is younger. I think Mark Andrews is the future of the tight end position. At least not right now, it's looking like. And Mark Andrews is probably looking like the tight end to target for the next couple years. Terry McLaurin with 12.6. Miami's defense with -1. And Graham Gano with 10 points at kicker. That was the Pick 6 Sports podcast with 112 versus El Padrino. Terrence Pryor with 132.34. Team McDoubles for matchup number 3. Took on King's Master Barber. Team McDoubles with 93.7 to King's Master Barber 82.36. Team McDoubles had Kyler Murray with 16.2, Miles Sanders with 8.4. I don't know who, Mike Boone, the Denver Broncos running back, with 11.5. Justin Jefferson with 30.3, 12 catches, 150 yards, and I think continuing also his string of really, really good games this year. 3 out of 5, he's put up 30 points. He's put up 39.4, 10.8, 4.4, 31.0, and 30.3. That is Justin Jefferson. Michael Pittman, 10.9. Irv Smith Jr., 8.2. A.J. Brown, 6.2. Cleveland's defense, -5. And Tyler Bass, 7. That was Team McDouble's 93.72 points. King's Master Barber, 44 with 82.3. Josh Allen, 35 with 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. Najee Harris with 6.6. Devin Singletary with 5.6. Juju Smith-Schuster with 6.3, George Pickens with 14.3, Tyler Higbee with 11.6, Corey Davis with 5.8, Pittsburgh's defense with -4, and Greg Joseph with 1. That was Kingsmaster Barber with 82.36 points, losing to Team McDoubles with 93 points. Matchup number 4, we have Team 45, Alex Zamora versus Mufasa Lopez, Hector Lopez, 101 to 134. Alex Zamora taking the W to get his first win. Alex Zamora had Lamar Jackson with 14.7, David Montgomery with 18.2, Raheem Mostert with 19.1, Cooper Kupp with 25.9, 7 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Lockett with 27.4, 5 catches, 104 yards, 2 touchdowns. Gerald Everett with 1.2. Mecole Hardman with 12. Buffalo's defense with 10. Evan McPherson at kicker with 6. Mufasa had Russell Wilson with 9. James Conner with 7.3. Josh Jacobs with a big game, 30 points, 154 yards, and a touchdown. Jamar Chase with 12, Deebo Samuel with 11, Tyler Conklin with 0, Curtis Samuel with 12.2, Tampa Bay's defense with 8, and Brett Maher with 11. That was Team 45, 134 points, beating Mufasa Lopez, 101. The Falfurrias money team in matchup number 5 took on the undefeated Coastal Card Game Shop. The Falfurrias money team, Mondo Ramos with 102 points, Jalen Hurts with 27.6, Joe Mixon with 11.8, Cam Akers with 3.3, Devontae Adams with 27.4, 3 catches, 124 yards, 2 touchdowns, Mike Evans with 12.1, Zach Ertz with 10.8, Antonio Gibson with 6.9, Green Bay's defense with 3, and his kicker with 0, Matt Prater. And Coastal Card Game Shop, the undefeated Coastal Card Game Shop, David Carvajal had Justin Herbert with 14.4, James Robinson with 5.9, Jamal Williams with 5.6, CD Lamb with 10.3, T. Higgins with a 0, Travis Kelce with 33.5, Amari Cooper with 20.6. Travis Kelce had 7 catches for 25 yards and 4 touchdowns, guys. That is insane. 7 catches, 25 yards, 4 touchdowns. All red zone stuff. Watched it happen on my phone as it was happening. I was like, this is crazy. Amari Cooper, 20 points, 7 catches, 75 yards, and a touchdown. Dallas's defense with 22 points with a touchdown, an interception, 2 fumble recoveries, 10 points allowed, and a blocked field goal. And then you had, of course, the GOAT, Justin Tucker, handling business, 16 points. That was a good back end of your lineup at your tight end, your flex, your defense, and your kicker. That was matchup number 5, 128 to 102. Coastal Card Game Shop taking the W, continuing his undefeated streak. Shout out to you. Let's see how long you can go. Let's see how long you can take it. And the final matchup of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1 is coaching from the couch, Michael McMahon, versus Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph Signs. Coaching from the couch taking the W, 124 to 112. In what just might possibly be game of the week. Is this game of the week? This is, this is game of the week. This one, and I would think you guys make a decision between this one and the low-scoring Team McDoubles versus Kingsmaster Barber, because that one was actually only 11-point separation difference, and this one is 12 points. So you guys let me know which one you guys want as game of the week. Coaching from the couch versus Hebronville Wreck-It Ralph, 124 to 112. Or Team McDoubles versus Kingsmaster Barber, 93 to 82. You guys let me know. Comment, leave your review, leave something anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Matchup number 6, this one I'll leave to you guys. I won't make a decision. And if anything, somebody let me know and I will announce it on next week's. You know what I'm saying? I'll make a note. Coaching from the couch, 124.94. He had Kirk Cousins with 22.24, 296 yards, 2 total touchdowns. He had Austin Eckler with 35.9, 173 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 6.5. Jalen Waddle with 5.3, Courtland Sutton with 12.4, Darren Waller with 0, Saquon Barkley with 19, still winning that trade that we made. Keenan Allen still hasn't stepped onto the field for me. I'm so disappointed in myself. Michael, how could you let me do that? How could you let me do that, bro? How could you do that to me, bro? No, but man, Saquon's what, the number one? Okay, number three running back on the league this year. But still, nonetheless, you know what I'm saying? I mean, God, 19 points again. Let me just pull up what Saquon's been doing. That way we could all appreciate really what it is that I gave up and lost for nothing. 33 points week one, 11 points week two, 22 points week three, 18 points week four, and 19 points week five. And, sorry, I exited out of the app real quick. And Keenan Allen has given me, what, 5 straight weeks of 0? Just doesn't make no sense, guys. I don't know what I was thinking. I can't even lie to you guys. But yeah, San Francisco's defense, 15 points. Ryan Succop, 8 points. And that is 124 points for coaching from the couch, Michael McMahon, versus Hebronville's Wreck-It Ralph Sainz with 12 points. Sorry, guys. Excuse my chair. I need to get a new chair already. Derek Carr, 17.94 points. Ezekiel Elliott, 7.8. Travis Etienne Jr. with 14.4. DK Metcalf with 17.8. Christian Kirk with 2.1. Dallas Goedert with 17.5. Dallas Goedert is actually the number 5 ranked tight end. He's had 9 points, 13 points, 11 points, 12 points, 17 points. Very consistent. Very, very steady. If you need a tight end that's steady, Dallas Goedert, I think he could be that for the next couple years as well. Not Travis Kelce. Maybe Travis Kelce. Maybe more Mark Andrews if him and Jalen can really, really build that connection, that chemistry. But I've always liked Dallas Goedert. I've always thought he had everything it took to be a top flight tight end in the game. But a little late. But hey, better late than never, right? DJ Moore, 10.7. Baltimore's defense, 8 points. And Daniel Carlson with 16.0. That was the final matchup for the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. Guys, I appreciate you guys for tuning in to the first segment. If you want to leave, you can leave now. Anybody from the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 1. If you don't, you can stick around. And I would love to have you guys for segment 2, the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. And then also segment 3, the league. You guys let me know, though. We'll be here. We're going to go into a break, and when we come back, we will talk about the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2.
Do you feel like you could get to the next level of your craft? Do you feel like you own in your sport? Do you feel like you need to be represented? You need to be branded? You need to be marketed for? 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast would like to announce the Signs and Sports Marketing Agency. That is the arm of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, coming together with DayOneVibes.com, coming together with the Realest Underground Entertainment. Do you need a push? Do you need a media push? Do you need somebody who will have your back no matter what to make you feel like the superstar you are? Get with Signs and Sports Marketing Agency and find out how we could elevate you, how we could expose you to the next level of the sport that it is that you are pursuing, for the craft that it is that you are pursuing. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, coming soon, coming soon, coming soon. The 3&D Signs and Sports Marketing Agency, talent marketing, talent acquisition, talent branding, Signs in Sports. Signs in Sports Marketing Agency.
Okay, guys, we're back. This is the second segment of the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League series. This is the 3&D Signs in Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. And this show is brought to you and sponsored, as you guys know, by Catering with Grace, America's favorite catering company, Foul Texas, Future American Leaders of Texas Nonprofit Youth Program, Youth Leadership Program. I need to add that in there. the Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation, Sweet Arts by Jenna, and Mia Made It. Guys, you can also join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. Just ask us about it. Each of you guys are a part of a group chat, whether that be on Facebook or the people that are already in the Discord server. People are already in there waiting. If you're not in it, guys, jump in. Discord's the future. That's where we're going to be, you know, for the foreseeable future. And whenever, you know, that's where we're going to head. So you guys let us know if you would like to get in on that. Donations to the podcast can be made, Real Deal 0423. But like I said, we're going to get into it. Let's talk about the standings. We're going to talk about the Eastern Division, Western Division, standings, 3&D, Signs and Sports Podcast, Fantasy Football League number 2. Let's get into it. First, we have Zeke and Destroy, Jamal Gray, 4-1, tied with Team John Stump, also 4-1. We have in third place, we have Cowboys for Life, 3-2, Jeremy Caldwell. Guys, what's happening? What's popping? Look at what. Hey, we're number 4 in the league. We're 2 games behind from first place. We're 2-3. We got us our second victory. Things are starting to turn around a little bit, you know? I'm still looking for trade partners. Guys, y'all hit me up. I got people that I need to, I want to, and I drafted to ship off. I mean, I don't know. No, I actually don't really. I'm just kind of waiting for D. Hopkins to come back, and hopefully, you know what I mean, he pops off. But, I mean, Saquon Barkley could be on the block if anybody's interested. Stephon Diggs as well. George Kittle obviously has been on the block the whole time. But yeah, guys, you guys let me know. I'm trying to make a run. I got to. You guys are quick on the waivers. You know that? By the time I get here, I'm like, man, there goes everybody. So you guys are quick. You guys are good. It's very, very extremely competitive. And I'm with it. You know what I mean? I'm with it all the way. We are going to talk about the week 5. Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I got carried away because I was talking about how how I got my second win. I need to slow down, right? Also tied for 4th with me is Ball So Hard, Frank Stewart, also at 2-3. And then still yet to get his first victory. But we appreciate you, Christian. If you're still playing, if you're still here with us, we would love to have you again next year. It doesn't matter if you win or lose. We're just out. You know what I'm saying? You could join a free league next year if you want to join, not play for money. It doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? But we appreciate you being here. Italy, salute from America. You know what's up. We say this every time. Christian Yermi, Team Smithy GM, 0-5, 4 games behind. It's still early. Can still, you know, you can still make up that time, make up that space, but you got to do it quick and you got to do it soon. In the Western Division, we have Team Quater Tots, 4-1, standing alone in first place. In number 2, in second place in the Western Division, we have Los Salamanders and the Immaculate Collection, Trey Sines and Blake Young, tied at 3-2. And then tied for 4th, we have Fantasy God and Team Gilreath, both tied at 2-3. And by himself at number 6, we have John Dilbick of the San Antonio Thunder. So shout out to everybody who is still playing, everybody who hasn't, you know, gone inactive. Guys, we hope that you will stick it out till the end. Join the Discord. That way we can keep a year-round communication with each other. We can just have fun, talk about fantasy football, exchange ideas, exchange opinions on players. And like I said, like I always say, we're trying to collect and gather the most excited, most committed fantasy football players, not only around the country, but around the world. So Italy is our start. We'll always have that special place in our heart for Italy, for Christian. We appreciate you. Thank you. Truly, 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 I mean it. Thank you. Because this is something, I never thought that somebody from Italy would be listening to my podcast. You know what I mean? So, hey, I mean, thank you. You know what I mean? Thank you for the interest. Thank you for, you know, whether you've gone inactive or you're not inactive, we appreciate you. You know what I mean? Guys, let's get into the matchups. This is matchup number 1 of 6 of them that we're going to go through. This is, speaking of Italy, speaking of Christian, speaking of Team Smithy GM, Team Smithy GM versus the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast matchup number one, and possibly out the gates, game of the week. Oh, no. Never mind, I think I know what's going to win game of the week. We'll get there when we get there. But Team Smithy GM with 122 points and Signs and Sports Podcast 129 points. Team Smithy GM had Trevor Lawrence with 10.3, Alvin Kamara with 23.4, Devin Singletary with 5.6, Ja'Marr Chase with 12, Keenan Allen with 0. Damn, if you would have just replaced Keenan with somebody else, Team Smithy GM, Christian, Mr. Italy, you might have just gotten a dub. I might have been 1-5, you might have been 1-5, and we would have been together. You know what I'm saying? But hey, Zach Ertz with 10.8. DJ Moore with 10.7, Mike Williams with 23.4, Tampa Bay's defense with 8 points, Nick Folk with 18 points. That was Team Smithy GM with 122 points, and we have the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast with 129 getting the victory, the slim victory by 7 points, with Tom Brady 19.7 points, Saquon Barkley 19.6 points, Mark Ingram 3.6 points, Stephon Diggs 24.2. CeeDee Lamb with 10.3, George Kittle with 7.7, Corey Davis with 5.8, Romeo Doubs with 5.9. I need to make a change there. That's where I'm hoping that DeAndre Hopkins will come in and eventually and return to form, you know. But I have Curtis Samuel on my bench who will probably do better. Corey Davis also, don't know how I feel about that. New England's defense, 17 points. Dan Carlson, 16 points. That was the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast 129 to Team Smithy GM, Mr. Italy, shout out, 122. Matchup number two, Team Stump versus Zeke and Destroy. This was game of the week. Team Stump pulling it out barely with the goose egg at quarterback, 126 to 125.44, and handing Jamal Gray, Zeke and Destroy, his first loss of on the year. Wow, okay, John Stump, okay, I see you. I didn't know that happened. I didn't know that was this week. And that's because when I saw you two sitting at number one together, I wondered. I said, I wonder if they were both 4-1. I mean, if John was 3-1 and if Jamal was 4-0. So the fact that that just happened, that is definitely game of the week because that's an upset. That is everything that you want in a fantasy football game. I imagine the roller coaster was in full effect. I imagine the emotions were everywhere. That's great parody. Jamal, I'm sorry. Hey, shout out to both of y'all. Y'all are both holding it down. But hey, okay, let's talk about it, guys. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about Zeke and Destroy, and let's talk about the effort that the former only undefeated team in this league. Let's talk about the effort that his team turned out. Pat Mahomes, 30.48 points. Najee Harris, 6.6. Ramondre Stevenson, 19.5. Jalen Waddle, 5.3. Amon Ross St. Brown with 5.8. Dallas Goedert with 17.5. Clyde Edwards-Helaire with 6.5. Lamar Jackson with 14.7. New York Giants with 2.0 and Chase McLaughlin with 17.0. That was Zeke and Destroy with 125.44 points. Team Stump had 126.2, meaning he squeezed the victory out with a 0.76 margin. You know what I'm saying? So definitely game of the week. Upset. And Team Stump has put himself tied for the number one team in the league. I mean, in his division. And also in the league with the, I think there's three people. Mitch Trubisky at quarterback with 0 points. Christian McCaffrey with 23.4. Cam Akers with 3.3. Tyreek Hill with 13.0. Deontay Johnson with 11. Travis Kelce with 33.5 with that 7 catches, 25 yards, 4 touchdown game. Hollywood Brown with 21.8, 8 catches, 78, and a touchdown. Darnell Mooney with 7.2, Green Bay's defense with 3 points, and Brandon McManus with 10 points. That was, what a game, man. What a game. What a matchup. What parity. I will be looking and keeping an eye on John Stumpf and Zeke and Destroy as we continue, because that's the first game in this league that has made me say, like, oh yeah, let's go. We're really playing now, right? Like, we're really in there now. Matchup number 3, we have St. Louis Ball So Hard versus Cowboys for Life. Cowboys for Life getting the victory 144 over 106. Cowboys for Life had Joe Burrow 17.28, Ezekiel Elliott 7.8, Nick Chubb 25.4, Gabriel Davis with 32.1, Alan Lazard with 13.5, David Njoku with 14.8, Juju Smith-Schuster with 6.3, Cooper Rush with 3.9, Dallas's defense with a whopping 22, and Greg Joseph with 1 point. St. Louis Ball So Hard had Carson Wentz with 21.8, Derrick Henry 27, Joe Mixon 11, Brandon Ayuk with 8.8, Chase Claypool with 10 points, Evan Ingram with 13, Aaron Jones with 10, Jared Goff with 5.8, LA Chargers defense with negative 2, and Young Wei Koo with 0 points. Matchup number 4, we have the San Antonio Thunder Ducks. That's 79.1 points versus the Immaculate Collection, 152 points. The Immaculate Collection, the highest scoring roster, I believe, this week. Oof, second highest scoring roster to Team Quater Tots over there, who is looking... still looking good on the year. The Signs household still winning. They're doing their thing. Shout out to them. The San Antonio Thunder Ducks, Aaron Rodgers, 16.8. Rashad Penny for 5.4. Khalil Herbert for 1.1. Cooper Kupp for 25.9. Cortland Sutton, 12.4. Logan Thomas, 0 points. James Conner, 7.3. Russell Wilson, 9. Chicago's defense, 1. And Dustin Hopkins, 0. So, San Antonio Thunder had 2 goose eggs in the lineup, and that's unfortunate. Khalil Herbert might as well have been a goose egg as well. That was 79 points. Immaculate Collection, 152, with Justin Herbert, 14.4. Leonard Fournette, 36. Tony Pollard, 14.6. Justin Jefferson, 30.3. Tyler Lockett, 27.4. Darren Waller with the goose egg to match Logan Thomas at tight end with the 2 goose eggs. Drake London, 7.5. Geno Smith with the 24 points. Pittsburgh's defense with negative 4. And Cleveland's kicker with 2 points. I'm not sure. Cade York. I need to remember that name. That was matchup number 4, the Immaculate Collection winning 152 over the San Antonio Thunder Ducks, 79.14. Next matchup we have, 5th matchup on the week, we had Los Salamanders versus the Fantasy God. We had 138-130 with the Los Salamanders taking the W. Los Salamanders had Kyler Murray, 16.2, Josh Jacobs, 30.3. James Robinson, 5.9, A.J. Brown, 6.2, Adam Thielen, 6.7, Mark Andrews, 22.9, Chris Godwin, 12.3, Kirk Cousins, 22.24, Denver's defense, 13 points, and Matt Gay, 3 points. That was Los Salamanders with 138 points to Fantasy God, 130 points. Teddy Bridgewater with the goose egg. So if you would have put anybody other than Bridgewater, oof, he had 2 goose eggs in his lineup this year. So Los Salamanders got away with one there, dodged a bullet. Dalvin Cook, 26.1 points. Damian Pierce, 20 points. Mike Evans, 12.1. Michael Pittman Jr., 10.9. Tyler Conklin at tight end with a goose egg, his second goose egg of his lineup. Jeff Wilson Jr., 20.0. Derek Carr, 17.9. San Francisco's defense, 15 points. Ryan Succop, 8 points. That is Fantasy God with 130 points. with the loss versus Los Salamanders, 138 points. Matchup number 6 and the final matchup is Team Gilreath versus Team Quater Tots. Team Quater Tots, the highest scoring lineup on the week with 154.78 points to Team Bo with 88 points. Team Bo had Josh Allen, 35 points, James Cook, 9.1 points, Cordarrelle Patterson, 0 points, Deebo Samuel, 11.2 points, T. Higgins with 0 points, Pat Freiermuth with 3.2, DK Metcalf with 17.8, Jahan Dotson with 0, LA Rams with 6, and Evan McPherson with 6. Bo, come on, Bo. Hey, that's three zeros in your lineup, but I understand and I completely understand why it is that you probably haven't been able to pay very much attention. Guys, special congratulations, we just want to recognize our 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Discord server, co-admin, moderator. Bo was the first person to join the league. He was the first person to be a part of it. He was the first person to accept an invite. And because of that, we made him a co-moderator in the, or we made him a moderator and an admin of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server. So Bo has a special place here in the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. And as we talked about, until he no longer wants it or gives it up, then the next person, you know, it goes down the line. You know what I'm saying? But Team Bo, special congratulations to him for on his. I think he mentioned he just got married. Let me go double check that because I don't want to say something if it's not true. But I believe that our resident admin moderator, I believe he got married. Where you at, Bo? I'm looking for you. There you are. Yeah. He said doing good. Just got married this last Saturday. So this was, I don't know when this was. This was Tuesday, last Tuesday, or this past Tuesday. So shout out to Bo getting married this past weekend. A shout out to you, bro. We wish you a lot of love, many blessings your way. All our prayers, everything. We hope that everything works out well. And you know, let's get back to the fantasy football. Let's get back to the fantasy football, baby. Bo, like I said, 88 points. We understand. We'll take it easy on you for now. Team Quater Tots, 154 points. Jalen Hurts, 27.6. Austin Eckler, 35.9. Kareem Hunt, 14.7. Devontae Adams, 27.4. Terry McLaurin, 12.6. And TJ Hawkinson, 1.6. Jamal Williams, 5.6. Matt Stafford, 10.3. Philly's defense, 3 points, and Justin Tucker, the GOAT, at kicker for 16 points. And that was the final matchup of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League number 2. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into another break, and when we come back in segment number 3, we're going to talk about the league. We're going to talk about the league. We're going to talk about DIG's Personal Fantasy Football League. Guys, if y'all want to tune in, we're going to talk about the collusion case between the Salinas brothers. We're going to talk about the trade that happened that led to the collusion case of 2022. The league versus Brandon Salinas and RJ Salinas, the Salinas brothers. So it's going to go down. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it. It just happened, so I'm a little rattled by it. I'm kidding. But it's just a funny story. You know what I mean? So if y'all want to check it out, if y'all want to peep it out, if y'all want to see what's going on in the personal league where it's just a bunch of me and a bunch of my friends, me and a bunch of family members, then you guys stick around. Segment 3 is around the corner. And after this break, that's what we're going to talk about.
Tune in to DayOneVibes.com, the home of the realest underground entertainment. DayOneVibes.com, www.DayOneVibes.com. To be featured on DayOneVibes.com, direct message any member of the Realest Underground Entertainment Music Group, DIG, Designed Individually Gifted, Rylo, Ryan Lopez on Facebook, Tony G, Tone G, Josh Baez on Facebook, JB, Mario Chavera, Chach with the Heat, Hector Lopez, Merculation. Get at your boys, make sure that you get featured on the hottest, newest website out of Falfurrias, Texas. Make sure to do your thing, do your thing, do your thing.
Okay, guys, what's up? It's the third segment. What's happening? What's good? You know, this is the league. We are going to talk about the league, the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast, host DIG, personal league, friends, family. Guys, we're going to talk about, I'm going to be quiet because we're going to talk about first and foremost, first things first, and the first thing that we're going to talk about is the collusion case being brought against the Salinas household, the Salinas brothers. Give me a second because I'm waiting for their trade to come through. Here it is because we are going to talk about what happened. For those of you who don't know, okay, team Get Wrecked, Envision Lawn Maintenance, and team Bro Dog are brothers, and team Design Gifted, DIG, team DIG is also brothers with Strange Animals in this league. Okay, let's just put that out there. Those are the relations between the two brothers. Oh, and then Noe, Notorious Streams, team Airing It Out, and Penalty Boys, Noe Diaz, they're both brothers as well. So there's three sets of brothers in this league. The Salinas brothers, Get Wrecked, made a trade. Okay, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to approach this, because I'm like 98% joking, but the 2%, it's like, I kind of want to see where I could take it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on ya. I'm listening. I'm watching. That's the thing. Okay. So let me tell you the trades. Team Get Wrecked made two trades over the weekend. Last Sunday, 9:44 p.m., 10:09 p.m. He made a trade with Cup Yours, Cooper Cup Yours, and he made a trade with Team Airing It Out. That is JT, and that is Notorious Streams. Okay. Notorious Streams is Airing It Out. Cooper Cup Yours is JT. So I'm going to talk to you guys about the one that got approved and the one that had no problems to it, okay? Had no issues. Team Get Wrecked, Envision Lawn Maintenance, Austin Eckler, Michael Thomas, Dallas Goedert. That's who he acquired, or Dallas Goedert. Team Airing It Out acquired T. Higgins, Dalton Schultz, Justin Herbert. Okay, face value, probably a good trade. Good trade. Nobody checked it. Nobody said nothing about it. Okay, here's where it gets fun. Here's where it gets interesting. Here's where the excitement over the weekend was. Okay, or actually over the week, because it was a fun 2 days to open up that week before it processed. Cooper Kupp, Yours, traded away Cooper Kupp, his keeper, the face of his team, the name of his team. He traded away Darren Waller and he traded away Jamal Williams. Cooper Kupp acquired Nick Chubb, Geno Smith, Tyreek Hill. Okay? Face value, he gave up the face of his team, the face of his lineup, for a haul, right? For a lot. Nick Chubb, having a career year, one of the best running backs in the game this year. Geno Smith, who, hey, they wrote him off, but he didn't write back. You know what I'm saying? So Geno Smith still hasn't written back. So that's already, I think, Nick Chubb, Geno Smith for Cooper Kupp. I think Darren Waller hasn't played up to his snuff. Jamal Williams has, so okay. You know what I'm saying? You guys can decide your opinion and your value of those two. I'm speaking specifically Cooper Kupp because it was the name of his team. This is where I think the regret stemmed from the most, from Mr. Cooper Kupp Yours. By the way, are you going to change your team name or what's going to happen there? Because you're no longer, you don't got Cooper Kupp no more. Are you going to change your sweet Tyreek, or you know what I'm saying? Like Run for the Hills, or like Geno didn't write back, or I don't know, you know, but something's got to happen. Cooper Kupp Yours acquires Nick Chubb, Tyreek Hill, Geno Smith. a haul. That's a haul. That's a lot of value. That's a lot of talent, right? Okay. For Cooper Kupp, though, number one receiver in the game, undoubtedly, probably best fantasy football player, the last 2 years. Cooper Kupp, yours had regrets for 2 weeks. So the format of our league is, if you need a veto, you need 6 people to veto, because naturally, because we're friends, we're going to get 4 people to veto right off the rip, because it's funny, right? It's funny to put pressure on your partner, on your league mates trade just to see them squirm, right? Okay. The last two, though, because this is a democratic system, it is a representative republic that we run here at the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. So what we do is we give everybody the choice. 10 league managers. You either want the trade to go through, you don't care, or you care enough to vote and you don't want it to go through. But it is the job of the manager requesting the veto, or who regretted the trade, to get the 6 people's votes. If you can get the 6 people's votes, the veto goes through. If you can't get the 6 people's votes, doesn't go through. For two days, Cooper Kupp, yours, petitioned the league. Veto, 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 veto. Got three vetoes off the rip. Boom, yes, yes, yes. One of them being the brother of Team Get Wrecked and Vision Lawn Maintenance, Team Bro Dog. Okay, so now we're getting to the part where everything's gonna start tying in, guys. We're gonna go a little late on this video, and we might even break the record for the longest episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. So you guys keep an eye on that, okay? Excuse my chair. I should have changed it out during, but I mean, we're doing this right. Okay, so one of them was Bro Dog, the brother of Team Get Wrecked. 3 vetoes off the rip. Okay. I don't vote. I can't vote. I don't vote unless it's a tiebreaker, because there's one person we probably can't get a hold of really to vote on everything. So it's really, there's 8 votes plus mine, and I'm the 9th, and I only need it if there's a stalemate, right? Another person vetoes, 4 vetoes. Okay. It's getting hot in here for Team Get Wrecked, you know? And I think, like I said, the regret for Cooper Kupp yours stemmed from not analyzing the trade for what it was, but seeing that he gave up so much in the face of his lineup, Cooper Kupp. We sit back on it in hindsight. As I look at it, there probably shouldn't have been as much commotion as there was. But Team Get Wrecked does have a tendency to overplay his hands and try to take from you more than what you're willing to give. And he will not give you fair value on trades. So watch out. If you play with Team Get Wrecked, if you play with Team Envision Lawn Maintenance, don't let up. Keep it strapped. Keep it tight. Because he will come at you and he will come for your players. You know what I mean? But like I said, Team Get Wrecked got Cooper Kupp. He got Nick Chubb. Team Cooper Kupp yours got Nick Chubb, he got Geno Smith, and he got Tyreek Hill. Good trade. So here's where we get into the dirty stuff. 4 vetoes go in. Hulk is one. Team Bro Dog, nickname Hulk, is one of them. He goes one. He vetoes. Okay, we're trying to get other people. Boom, Strange Animals veto. We got 5 people now. 5 people have vetoed at this point. We're looking for one more. Notorious Streams comes in at the last minute. Veto. Trade is about to get vetoed. I'm at work. Last minute, I take a final check. Is everybody positive with their vote? Is this what we're going to do? Is this what's going to happen? Team Bro Dog pulls out. He unvetoes. Can you believe that he unvetoed? Who unvetoes, right? Once you vote for a veto, you're supposed to vote. You're supposed to have a veto. He says, "I think once a trade is made, it should be made." Which I can't fault him too much, because he was consistent. We did make a trade, Mike Evans for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and we asked him, and we asked him, and we asked him, and we asked him, "Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure?" He said, yes, 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 yes. Got multiple people on the phone. Boom, boom, boom. Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Yes, yes, yes. So he's consistent. Once a trade goes through, it goes through. But we will be investigating. There are rumors that they were on the phone at the time when this was happening. I did get to talk to both of them at the same time, and there was some persuasion from Team Get Wrecked. So we'll figure it out. Maybe Team Get Wrecked and Team Bro Dog are gonna get stripped of a pick next year. Maybe who knows? You know, maybe their ring will be invalidated if they do win one. You know, who knows? We'll figure it out. We'll see what's up. But anyways, let's get that out of the way. That is a collusion case. The league versus the Salinas brothers. And that will be happening, and we will let you know if we get any updates from it, or if it just dissolves and, you know, never gets talked about again. The Eastern Division, we're going to talk about the standings, okay? Let's open this up. Let's get into it. We have Eastern Division. We have Candyland. As everybody knows, Candyland is the Eastern Division where, you know, things are sweet, things are nice, things are cupcake, right? And then you have Boomtown. Boomtown is the Western Division where things go down, where there's explosions, pop-offs, everything goes crazy. The strongest, hardest-hitting lineups minus what I think would be Team No Fines Please, but we'll get into that here in a second. The Eastern Division, Candyland, from now on, what it shall be known as. And guys, what my idea is, I think we are going to alternate, you know what I mean? If you're in Boomtown and you perform less than Boomtown standards, at the end of the year, you will most likely be thrown into Candyland, and whoever performed at Boomtown standards in Candyland will get thrown into Boomtown. And that will be the ever-evolving door in the divisions, right? And of course, we'll make certain, you know, exceptions if you blah blah blah, if you win a ring, if you're a champion, you know, certain things like that, you stay in Boomtown, or like, you know, unless you fail like miserably and like go worst team in the league for like the next 2-3 years, then we can consider it. We'll bring it up. You know what I'm saying? But that ring is important, and it speaks a lot of volumes in this league. So Candyland, Team Quater Tots, 3-2. Tied with Cooper Cup Yours, 3-2, and Penalty Boys, 3-2. So all of them have sustained, and if I'm not mistaken, Cooper Cup Yours has bounced back and gone on a little win streak of his own. By himself in fourth place is Coastal Card Game Shop, 2-3, and sitting alone as the only only defeated team in the league is Team Notorious Streams, 0-5, 3 games behind though, not too far back, but I imagine it's a grueling process to get from where you're at to contender, especially after that trade. Notorious might be tanking for next year. He might have traded for his keeper, Justin Herbert, and he might have called it a, I appreciate it. he might have mailed it in, but I mean, we'll have to figure out what we're going to do about tanking, right? I mean, we'll have to see. Are we going to allow that? Do the managers want that? Is that going to be something that's going to be frowned upon, accepted, enabled? We'll find out, right? We'll find out. You guys will obviously know. Everybody in here will obviously know. That was Candyland and Boomtown. Everybody knows Boomtown. We got 4 people tied for first place in Boomtown. That's Team Get Wrecked. That's Team DIG. That's Team Strange Animals, and that's Team Bro Dog. And then we have Team No Fines Please, which is Jackie Ramirez at 2-3. So things are starting to tighten up. Things are starting to balance out, even out. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be interesting to see how the divisions play out over time. Who falls off? Who continues going strong? It's going to be fun. So this is a 10-man league. This is 5 matchups that we're going to review. We have week 5 recap of the league. The first matchup that we're going to talk about is Coastal Card Game Shop versus Team DIG. Team DIG pulling the win away with 135-129. Team DIG had Lamar Jackson 14.7, Saquon Barkley with 19.6, CeeDee Lamb with 10.3, Mike Evans with 12.1, Travis Kelce winning me the game with 7 catches, 25 yards, and 4 touchdowns with 33 points. DK Metcalf, 17.8. Nick Bolton also helping win me the game with 9 tackles in that final game, that Monday night game. New England's defense with 17 points and Greg Joseph with 1 point. Coastal Card Game Shop, Tom Brady 19.7, Derrick Henry 27.2, Devontae Adams 27.4, Drake London 7.5, George Kittle 7.7, Trevor Lawrence 11.3, Philadelphia's linebacker 8 points, Tennessee Titans defense 5 points, and Justin Tucker the GOAT with 16 points. That is Team DIG beating Coastal Guard Game Shop 135-129 in matchup number 1. Matchup number 2, we have Team Bro Dog versus Team Get Wrecked, the two men under investigation from the league. They're being investigated for the collusion case of 2022 versus the Salinas brothers. Team Bro Dog, Team Get Wrecked, 114, Team Bro Dog. Team Get Wrecked, 96.3. Team Bro Dog had Matt Stafford, 10.3. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 6.5. Jamar Chase, 12 points. Amari Cooper, 20.6. Tyler Higbee, 11.6. Joe Burrow, 17.2. CJ Mosley with 10 points. Buffalo's defense with 10 points. And Dan Carlson with 16 points. Team Get Wrecked had Pat Mahomes with 30.4. Nick Chubb with 25.4, who he no longer has after this week. He now has Austin Eckler. Tyreek Hill with 13 points, who he no longer has. He has, nor does he have T. Higgins. I think he has, Cooper Kupp, right? He has Cooper Kupp instead of Tyreek and T. Higgins because he traded T. Higgins to Notorious Streams. He traded Nick Chubb, Tyreek to Cooper Kupp, yours, okay? Tyler Conklin, T. Higgins both had 0 for Team Get Wrecked. Running the 2 quarterback system, after he just got rid of his second quarterback, Justin Herbert, 14.4 points. Devin White, Tampa Bay's linebacker, 5 tackles, 5 points. Tampa Bay's defense, 8 points. Young Wei Koo with 0 points. Team Get Wrecked, 96. Team Bro Dog, 114. Team Quater Tots versus Notorious Streams, matchup number 3. Team Quater Tots, the highest scoring lineup in the league. Is anybody surprised? Right? I mean, I don't know how she's so good, but she's doing her thing in multiple leagues, and it's like, hey, that signs household, huh? But anyways, Team Quater Tots, 171. Jalen Hurts, 27.6. Josh Jacobs, 30.3. Stephon Diggs, 24.2. Hollywood Brown, 22.8. Mark Andrews, 22.9. Oh my gosh, that's insane. Kirk Cousins, 22.2. She had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players. All 6 of her offensive players go over 20 points. What the? That's crazy. That's insane. Her linebacker, 10 points. Her defense, 3 points, and Ryan Succop, her kicker, 8 points. Team Notorious Streams had Aaron, poor Noe, he had no chance. I feel you, Noe. Aaron Rodgers, 16.8, Austin Eckler, 35.9, who he gave up. Deontay Johnson, 12.0, Jalen Waddle, 5.3, Dallas Goedert, who he also gave up for Darren Waller. His OP is Derek Carr, 17.9, he will have Justin Herbert there now after the trade. Bobby Wagner, 7 points. Jacksonville's defense, 6 points. And Tyler Bass, 7 points. That was Team Quater Tots, 171. Notorious Streams, 125. Matchup number 4. Penalty Boys, 85. Cooper Kupp, yours, 117. Jared Goff, 5.8 for Penalty Boys. Christian McCaffrey, 23.4. A.J. Brown, 6.2. Chris Godwin, 12.3. Pat Freiermuth, 3.2. Russell Wilson, 9.1. Green Bay's linebacker, 5 tackles, 5 points. San Francisco's defense, 15 points. And Miami's kicker with 5 points. Penalty Boy is 85.12. Cooper Kupp, yours, 117.4. That's Carson Wentz with 21 points. Leonard Fournette with 35.9. Cooper Kupp with 25.9, who he no longer has anymore. That'll be Tyreek Hill from now on. Deebo Samuel, 11.2. Darren Waller with 0, who he no longer has anymore. Javonte Williams with 5.6. Roquan Smith with 8 points. Miami's defense with negative 1. And Graham Gano with 10 points. Cooper Kupp, yours, trying to turn his season around and continue his momentum, winning a few games and a couple games in a row. And like I said, trying to establish momentum, trying to establish a comeback, shooting for that championship, especially after feeling like he was done wrong in the collusion case between the Salinas brothers, but eventually accepting it as a fact when he wasn't able to get the sixth and final veto. He's determined to, you know, change fortunes, turn everything around, and win the championship. So JT, salute, good luck, shout out. We'll see what happens. You still got to go through me. You still got to go through Team Quater Tots. You still got to go through Team Strange Animals. You got to go through everybody in Boomtown. But hey, maybe you'll get there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was matchup number 5. Matchup number 6 is Team Strange Animals versus Team No Fines Please. Team Strange Animals 128 to Team No Fines Please 66.66. Kyler Murray 16.2 for Strange Animals. Aaron Jones 10 points. Justin Jefferson 30.3. Devontae Smith with 18.7. Zach Ertz with 10.8. Christian Kirk with 2.1. Jordan Brooks with 12 points. Dallas' defense with 22. And Evan McPherson with 6 points. Team No Fines Please. Josh Allen, 35. Devin Singletary, 5.6. Michael Pittman Jr., 11.9. Joshua Palmer, 5.4. TJ Hawkinson, 1.6. Teddy Bridgewater with a 0 at the OP position. Nick Bosa, 1 point at the DP. Green Bay's defense, 3 points. And Matt Gay, 3 points. Game of the week this week, as we said, was Coastal Card Game Shop versus Team DIG. First matchup of the week, 135-129. And the highest scoring lineup in the league was Team Quater Tots with 171 points. Guys, that brings to a close the league, the coverage of the league. This has been another episode of America's Favorite Fantasy Football League series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This has been episode 5. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. Thank you for the support. Thank you for everything. Donations can be made. Cash App, Real Deal, 0423. All that money that comes in here goes to my baby's savings account. So guys, you know, got to get him to college, got to get his business built, whatever it is that he wants to pursue whenever he gets older. Shout out to Foul Texas, to Lisa's Love Fundraising Foundation, Catering with Grace, Jenna's Sweet Arts by Jenna, Mia Made It, Day One Vibes, Zorillas Underground Entertainment. Guys, thank you for tuning in. Next week, we will be back with the week 6 recap, and we'll do this thing again. And we got, what, 10 weeks to go? 11 weeks to go? We're almost there. A third of the way, or whatever, right? You know what I'm saying? We're almost there. When we come back next week, it'll be another fun one. We appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you guys on the next one.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, TRUE, #that, true. The Realest Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, The Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out The Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube. at The Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook and at Day One Vibes, the home of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music, videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of The Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment.
Yo, what it do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time, and if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.
What are you doing this Saturday night? What are you doing this Friday night? Matter of fact, what are you doing Thursday night for ladies' night? Heathens Haven in Premont, Texas, owned and ran by producer of True Records artists D.I.G., J.B., Rye Low, Tone G, and A2J, Chach with the Heat, a bar established in 2021 in Premont, Texas. Heathens Haven, open today, where the heathens come to play. Come and check out the newest, hottest, craziest attraction. Come and have a beer. Come and have a drink. Come and have a laugh with everybody at Heathens Haven. Let's go.